Okay, so I'm just mentioning that Ariel's question, which he had asked yesterday about, based on Rashi says that you don't, that this whole play doesn't work by the Baal HaSadeh himself, because he can't say Miguzachi L'Nafshe, because he's not allowed to be Zocha for himself, because it's Aser. So the Kasha Ariel asked is, what do you mean by the, if he's Mafkiz Nechasim, then he's not the Baal HaSadeh anymore. So the Rav brings down that Tosos asked this. It's not really our Tosos, but he says in the bottom here, there's Tosos of Rabbeinu Peretz, and Tosos of Rosh, and the Rosh, and someone else, B'Shem Ramban. Well, so a bunch of people asked it. He says, and the Ritva answers, he says, I think basically like we were trying to answer yesterday, is that Rashi holds the Gezeiras HaKasev that the Ani can't take it forever. Once it's Peah, the Baal HaSadeh can never take it, exactly. Okay, the Torah is, it's a Kasev, the Torah basically, it's like an across-the-board thing. Okay, he's never allowed to take it. So even after he'd be mafker, he still wouldn't be allowed to, even though it's not his sada. But once the chi of peah comes about and he's the baal sada, then he's permanently asur from taking it. That's what he says. The nearly keys Rashi silver the zirsa kasef isha yeh ani musar al shalola olam mikivin shabal lachal peah. Okay, so that's it. There's nothing you can do about it. So that's so therefore it's just it's not a question. But then he says it's interesting. So that's Rashi, right? So that's what Rashi's saying, is that basically there's no Migo, because you can't say Migo that you could be Zochel and Nafshe. You can't be Zochel and Nafshe. Okay? Even if you'd be Mafkir and Chosim, you couldn't be Zochel and Nafshe. Right? But then he says, this is interesting, I just saw that the Yushalmi implies that even the Baal HaSadeh could do it. Okay? I said, why? Right? He says, really, the reason why he explains is because really he is really to get it. But the Torah, it was mechayev of him to give it to Anani. Okay, and it was really, he says, intrinsically, it is chazilai. And he could be zochel and nafshai.
Because he could be
mafkir. Because he could be mafkir and nechasim, and he could do it.
Right.
Right, because right, then he could do it. So he says, intrinsically, he really is a barachi. Or he could be a barachi. Now, it's just a separate halacha that the Torah says that you have to let Anani have it. Okay? It's like an outside thing. And he says, therefore, you could say, Migo Zochel Nafshei. Oh, because he says, because here you're not being Zochel for yourself. You're being Zochel for yourself to give to the Ani. It's the second Migo. You know what I mean? He's saying, is like, even though, I think he's learning is like, it's an external, intrinsically really is, it is right for him. Intrinsically, he's not his barachi, because he can become an Ani. Now, there's a separate halacha that the Torah said that the guy can't keep it for himself. But he's not keeping it for himself. Because he's doing it, he's going to use another Migo. You know what I mean? It's like, it sounds like he's saying, is like in terms of the fact that he can't take it is a separate, is just a halacha that he has to make sure he can't end up with it. But it's not that the Torah rendered him, like the Isser didn't say that he's simply an Eino Roy, he's an Eino Roy, it's just saying is that just like an Ashiar can't end up with it, right? But that's just a Hilchos Peah that he can't end up with it. But it didn't define him as an Eino Roy. It didn't define him as Mufka from it. It's just saying, the Halacha of Peah is that if you take it, then that's not Peah. The Halacha of Peah is to make sure that an Ani gets it. But here you are. You're taking it for the Ani. So he's saying is that it's not like the Torah. I guess that would be a question. I mean, Rashi could learn is that the Torah defined you as intrinsically a mufka from the Baya. Whereas according to the Yerushalmi, he's saying is that no, it's not like the Torah defined you as mufka. It's just saying the manas aniyam of peya has to go to somebody else. But it's not you're intrinsic as a gavra. You're not a mufka. It's just the din that you have to make sure someone else ends up getting it. But isn't here you're doing it for someone else.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth thinking more into the how that works. It may not be exactly the same, but let's leave it. I'm just calling attention to it. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, you have to look into it more. But it's going to Yerushalmi there. Okay, so I was just pointing that out. So another thing, so the next thing I want to do here is, before we go to this thing of Beitza, I think there's a Rashi and our Gemara we skipped over. Okay, so Rashi is basically, it's the bottom Rashi on Tassim Beis. Okay, which is basically it's at the stage of the Gemara where it was saying is that maybe the Rabbanan say you don't say Migo. Okay, maybe you don't say Migo. So the idea that you don't say Migo was because Right, why don't you say Migel? It's a good taina, but the reason why is because Achalan Shalafanav doesn't work. It's built upon the bris, and it doesn't work if it's going to be chav to another guy. So I don't care if you have Migel, it's not going to help you. Right? Okay. So Rashi there says, you don't bristle ani machlokas, that the machlokas would be ani ra ani. Amri Rabbanan lo amrinan Migel zachinashe zachinami lechav, right? The Rabbanan say basically, you don't say this Migel. Ella, because there is a case where you do say Migo. So that's what he's bothered by. That the Gemara is suggesting the Machlokas is whether you see Migo altogether. But there's an open halacha that everyone agrees you could say a Migo in a different case. So this is what Rashi is trying to deal with. Okay, and the different case is, it says Ella Hechad Hagbil Adash Shneim. If one guy picks it up for two, okay, go on Shneim Sheik Biyo Mitzia. Damar Bala El, Gabe Bizman Sheim Modim Cholkim Belo Shvua. Okay, and there's a, give me a second. Okay, so it sounds like you're saying the cases where you have two people pick it up, right? Because two people picking it up, right? Pick up the Messiah together. And it says, if they both agree, that the basic, I'm not sure exactly the chashbon here, but the basic halacha here, which is Raj is interesting, is that if you pick up Messiah for yourself and for your friend, then it works. Even though, in doing so, you're knocking out the other guy. There's the part that you're doing for yourself, of course you're allowed to take it for yourself. But now you have in mind that it's going to be half for me and half for my friend. But the kasha is, what do you mean? Half for your friend? That's coming along, and you're doing zachal al-shul b'fanav. And in this zachal al-shul b'fanav, you're knocking out the other guy. You're chav l'achayram. So it says, no, but migo, that you're kona the half for yourself, you could be calling out the other half for the other guy. Okay?
And everyone agrees to that.
That everyone agrees to. So that's what Rashi says, that to say, Migo, that you could be Zocha with this Hagbah for yourself, you could also be Zocha for your friend, that everyone agrees to. But to say, Migo, that I could have been, if I wanted to, I could be Zocha for myself, then I could be Zocha for my friend, that you don't say. According to the Shita.
Right.
So again, if you pick it up, and have in mind I'm calling for myself and for my friend, then you say, Migo, that I'm calling for myself, I can be calling for my friend. Even though it's Chav L'Acherem. But if you just pick it up totally for your friend, and say, Migo, that I could have been zoch myself, I could have been zoch my friend, that you can't say. So the question is, why not? And if you tell me he doesn't hold my Migo, and I'm Chav L'Acherem, same thing.
Right.
Okay, good. So I think it is good what David's saying is good there. If you look at the case, if you think it through, you realize that what is the Migo saying? Because what he's saying is the other guy is going to tie, hey, you're taking it for the other guy, but hey, I wanted that. So what do I do to take the other guy? Right? I'm primary, secondary, right? So the answer back is Migo. So the question is, what's the Migo doing? So in the regular case, it's saying is that, look, I am a chav to you. I am a chav to you. Like, taking it for him, I'm a chav to you. But I could have been chav to you anyways. I have the right to be chav to you because I could take it for myself. So therefore, I have a right to be chav to you through taking it for him. So that's the argument. And your argument is, how do you be chav to me? You're taking it secondary. So yeah, but I have the rights to be chav to you primary. I could take it for myself. So therefore, I could be chav to you by taking it for him. Fine. That's that case. But now you have in this case where you're taking it half and half. So basically, I'm picking the thing up. I'm doing kinyan on it, okay, and I'm doing it for myself. Right now, now I could do that. I can do a nice kinyan on the thing. And now the only thing is, now I have in mind that I want it to be for my friend as well. Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm using the mechanism of zachin to make my kinyan extend to him as well as to me. Right, in other words, I'm doing kinyan. I'm an active mak. I'm kona. I'm being kona for myself. But because through zachin, I'm extending the kinyan to him as well. Okay, like I'm making the kinyan be a zocha, and half of it for him and half of it for me. So that's what zachin's doing. Okay, through zachin, that's what I'm doing. I'm taking this ma'isa kinyan, which I'm doing on it for myself, and I'm extending it based on zachin. I'm extending the kinyan, the effect of the kinyan, to him as well. So now the question is that zachin causing a chov to the other guy? Okay? So the answer is no. Because if I didn't do zachin, I weren't doing Zachin, so then I wouldn't have extended it to the other guy. So it would have just been entirely my Kenyan. Because I'm doing Kenyan for myself, and I'm just divvying a portion of it based upon Chav L'Acher, based upon Zachin. So the Zachin isn't causing him a loss. He's losing it because I'm doing the Maisa Kenyan. And I have a full right to do the Maisa Kenyan. I'm doing it for myself, and I have a right to do it. Now my Zachin is I'm taking the Kenyan, which I'm doing for myself, and apportioning it, part of it, to him, based on Zachin. So the thing is, but the Zachin isn't causing him the loss. Zachin isn't causing him the loss altogether. So the Migo that, that's what he's saying, Migo that I could have been Kona the whole thing for myself, or Migo that I'm Kona for myself, I could apportion it to him, because, and therefore I'm not a Chav. See, the Migo, see, in the other Migo, the Migo isn't saying you're not a Chav, saying I am a Chav. Yeah, I am a Chav to you, but Migo, I have a right to be a Chav to you. So that's good if the problem is Taina. But if the problem is that Zachin doesn't work when it's a Chav, so then Migo's not going to help you. But here, the Migo is making it into not a Chav. It's a different kind of Migo. Migo is saying is that no, I'm not a Chav to you. The Zachin la'adam is not causing you a Chav. What's causing you a Chav is my picking it up. But that I have a right to do, this and do the Zachin. Now, within my picking it up, and it happens to be, I portion it to him. So that doesn't cause you a loss. It's not even causing you a loss altogether. So that is no problem. Then the mechanism of Zachin will work fine. It's not causing a Chav. It's causing a Chav. It's the picking of the Kenyan itself. But again, when I pick it up for him 100%, so I'm not taking it for myself. So now the entire Maisa Kenyan is the Maisa Kenyan of Zachin Adar Shalbafanav. And that Maisa Kenyan is causing him a loss. Because if you didn't do that Maisa Kenyan, so then it wouldn't have been Chav to the guy. See, then you don't say, look, if I didn't have Zachin, I would have picked it up for myself. No, I'm not picking it up for myself. I'm going to do it myself. So then the entire Maisa is a Maisa being done for him. I'm not interested in the thing. I'm not even taking the thing. So then my Maisa is a Maisa of Zachin, which is a Chav to him. So then you can't say, well, if I didn't do it for him, I would have done it for myself. No, you're not doing it for yourself. You're not even doing it for yourself. But here, you're doing the Maisa Kenyan for yourself. Now, if you didn't have him in mind, so you just would have taken it. You don't take half of it. What do you do? Take half of it and leave half of it half pure? It doesn't work that way. And you're picking up half of it. So if you didn't have the other guy in mind, then you just would have been calling the thing, and who would have been Chav anyways? To the other guy. So the Zachin isn't that which is causing the Chav. It's just smooth. I mean, it's Rashi. I think Rashi. I don't think it's really happening. I mean, just showing you that
if you think it through,
exactly. Rabbanan say you don't say migo. They're not saying you never ever say migo. You don't say migo. If you're being a chav to him, migo can't get around that. He can't just give a good taina, because a good taina isn't going to help according to the shita, because he holds that migo doesn't work. He holds that zacha doesn't work. If it's a chav. The only Migo, but a Migo which actually makes it not a Chav, which shows that I'm not being a Chav to you, so then that you could say.
Which one doesn't work?
What?
Which one doesn't work?
If it is Chav to you, it's just saying that I have a Taina, that I have a right to be Chav
right,
to
exactly.
You.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's very nice that the problem is a Taina problem. The problem is if Zachin Laden doesn't work if it's Chav, then who cares? You give it the best Taina in the world, it's not going to help. What I'm saying is the normal Maisa Kenyan is for yourself. You pick something up, then you're Kona the thing. And pick up for somebody else is like an exception. So if you pick it up stam for him, so that's a maisa of zachin, maisa being kona for him. But if you pick it up for yourself, then you don't say it hands for him. You don't say it's an action for him. No, you're the maisa. You're kona the thing. You're the real maisa kenyan. It's just that you're zachin, using zachin. You're apportioning a part of it. Because I'm saying the primary identity of kenyan is for yourself. You're a kona, and then it's apportioning. You don't say the opposite. You don't say primarily picking it up for him, and you just happen to take part of it. You're not just accidental. I mean, you yourself, you are you, and you're picking up the thing. If you're involved in the Kenyan, so then you're picking up. You're being kone with an apportionment to the other guy. And if the other guy isn't there, so then it's just the Maisa Kenyan of you being kone. That's the Migo. Migo is what do you care that I'm apportioning part of it to him? Like I'm a chav because this Maisa. So now what do you say? I'm secondary because he still need a taina. Because he'll say, look, yeah, but you're giving it to him. Say he's secondary and I'm primary. Give it to me. I say, look, what do you care? I have a full right. I'm doing a Maisa Kenyan, and I'm Kona for myself. Now, what do you care whether I portion part of it to him or not? So, Migo that I'm taking for myself, and the whole thing could be for myself. So, what's the difference to you if I take it for him? So, you don't have a taina either. That's the Migo saying. You're really not losing anything. Because you're not losing anything based on Zachin. I mean, yeah, you're losing based on my taking it, but with that, who cares? I have rights to take it. What I was mentioning is that I looked in the Gemara Tzemura, the other case we have with Machlokes, they say two Migos, one Migo. The question there is totally different Gemara, it's about Nehekdesh. If you're Machdesh, a limb of an animal is kedushas damim. So do you say migo that the limb is kedushas damim and the whole animal is kedushas damim, and then migo that the animal, whole animal is kedushas damim, so too that's kedushas lagav. So that's absolutely zero to do with tainas. It's a totally different area of kachim. According to this svara, we're saying it says you totally can't apply it. So either there's, that's what I'm saying, either there's some totally wrong, we're totally off, and svara is totally wrong. But I think that the answer is that migo is just a word. It just means sense. It's not like exeris akasav of amrin amigo or lo amrin amigo. It's just like a category of thinking, of extending or whatever, you know. And here, migo is a question. One migo or two migos is a question in taina, whether you say one migo, two migos. But there is a question of kachim, whether you say sense. So it would be like misapplying chatzagavra from one suga to another suga. Chatzagavra is a category. It's not a... There's no gzeres akasa that we go by chavtas. So it's the same thing here. There's no gzeres akasa of migo. It's not like the pasuk says you say two migos. Migo is a relative, exists relative to the sugya that you're in. So this is in the sugya of Tom Vinitan and the two migos. It's not just over there. You sense means something else in terms of kodshim. So extending kedusha or whatever it is. It's a totally different area. So I mean, Gemaras do that though. Again, I wouldn't be. You know, Gemaras have sometimes different lashonos. I mean, you know, same lashon could be used to mean two different things. I don't think that's a problem. Depends on the sugya.
Just like
especially here because it's the word, just the word migo. It's not like even a halachic principle. I mean, it just it really means sense. There's no exact concept of migo. Okay, so so basically we're gonna do tosos now. Okay, we're gonna do tosos in top tosos. We got some problems here.
Rav.
So we're the top toast, so we're now we're over Pesta. So basically, so far we have the Shita of, this is the one thing you need to know, Nachman's Shita, he holds that Tofes Lebalchov, B'makom Shechav L'Acherim Lokana. Doesn't work. Okay, you can't be Tofes Lebalchov, B'makom Shechav L'Acherim.
And the Chisholt, you may?
No, both. Both, they both hold you can't.
Okay.
Okay, but the main, I'm singling out Nachman because he's the one who comes up in the Gemara Beitza. But basically, he's saying is you can't be Tofes Bachov Makom Shechav L'Acherim. So, seemingly, I guess even by that's by the case of Bachov, right? So there's no issues of Migo there or whatever. It's just an idea you can't be Tofes Bachov Makom Shechav L'Acherim. So I guess you could learn it. I don't know. For our purpose, maybe you could learn it because of this thing of. You know, Zachin, maybe you could say because of the Taina. Not really sure. But let's just leave it open. Okay, but that's what he holds. You can't be Tovis Bachel, Makash Chavacher. So now the Tema, the Vishili Meshilin, Amar. Mila Mayim and Asan Lachavera. Okay, so basically it's a question about Tchum. Okay, Tchum. So if you draw water from the well, so the water, there's a din of Tchum. Not only if a person can't go out of Tchum, but an object has a Tchum. Okay, it can't go outside of your objects. Can't go out of your tchum. Okay, the objects can't be brought out of your tchum. So let's say you draw water from a well for your friend. So the question is, whose tchum does it go by? Your tchum or your friend's tchum? Okay.
Why wouldn't it go by its own tchum?
It doesn't go that way. It goes by people's tchums. The objects, your objects, go by your tchum. It doesn't go by its tongue, it goes by your tongue.
So what was your point before about it's not just people's so?
No, I'm saying your objects come under your tongue, that you can't bring your object outside of your tongue. So if I have a tongue of 2,000 amos, I can't bring my object. It's not like every object has its own tongue. But if I'm in the middle of a field, and I have my object, let's say 100 feet away from me, so I'm kind of my tongue, you can't bring my object outside of my tongue. An object can't be brought outside of my tchum. It doesn't have its own tchum. It's like an extension of me, and it is kona shvisa, so in my tchum. So the object can be brought outside of my tchum. It's my object.
Even by someone else. And it goes by you.
Goes by my tchum, right. But now, when you draw water from the well for someone else, so it seemed to be the question is, the water is like hefker, it's like a metzia, you know, and you're being trying to be zocha in the water for somebody else. So it would seem, the question is, does that work? Could you pick up a metziah for somebody else and thereby be chav l'acherim? Right? If you could be chav l'acherim and you could do that, so then it's basically I'm picking it up for him. So it should go by his tchum. But if you say that I can't be zocha on behalf of somebody else because I'm chav l'acherim, so then I'm just picking up for myself, and then it should be by my tchum. Okay? So that's what the Gemara says there. It says the problem is Rav Nachman doesn't work out. It's a dummy. It goes by the legs, the feet, means the tchon, how far the filler up could walk. Rav Nachman, am I correctly? Mishas Malulo. Rav Nachman says it goes by the person who was filled up for.
Meaning it was zachim, was active.
Umasik, and the Gemara concludes the Magbiyah Metzila Chaveru Pligi. It's talking about this thing. Rav Nachman Savar Kana. I'm sorry, the Mar Savar Kana, Mar Savar Lo Kana. Right, one guy holds his kana, he says, "Mashma, Rav Nachman kana chavero."
Yep.
Right, and according to Rav Nachman, it's kana for your friend. Ilkana chavi karag lemishan is malulululo, and therefore, since you're kana for your friend, so now it's going to go by his tchum.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nisi Rav Nachman holds, you could be pick up mitzvah for somebody else, even though you're chav lacherim. But this is Rav Nachman who here says that you can't.
It's definitely
Chav Lachem,
because no one else could have that water.
Yeah, it's Chav Lachem, no one else could have the water. So this water, which I'm taking, is excluding other people.
You wouldn't say it's a different case because it's like it's coming out of a body of water. It's not like a distinct entity that you're depriving someone else from. Like,
well, I don't know. You could say things. I mean, there are going to be a few answers here in Tosos. So one of them is something like that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's a question still. Still a question.
Who's
okay, so Rashi goes also Marsava Kani and Marsava Lo Kani. The Lo Gursi and Chavera. Okay. So he'll explain. The Kulu Savri de Lo Kani Chavera. That of course Rashi tries to answer this by saying that everyone agrees over there that you can't be kana for your friend. Because Rav Nachman also, right? You can't be kana for your friend because you're being chav lacherim. So you can't be kana for your friend. Alright, so what's the machlokas? Ella Rav Nachman Savar de Magbia Nami Lo Kana. Rav Nachman holds that nobody's kana. Right? In other words, you're picking it up for him. So it doesn't work for him because you can't be zachin because you have achera, and you're not kona for yourself because you weren't picking up for yourself, right? Ulekach kishalaka chaveru mimenu kuna umen ahefker shemeskavin lignos, right? And then when you give it to your friend, so no, you weren't kona, he wasn't kona, now you give it to your friend, now it's going to become his. So now it's going to go by his tchum, right? Aval hamagbil, hamagbil lignos. So you didn't pick it up in order to be kona. So now you're going to give it to your friend. It's going to go by his tchum, not because you're kona on his behalf, because you can't be kona on his behalf, but because you're picking it up, you're giving it to him. But you weren't picking it up for yourself. So basically, it's hefker still, and then you give it to him, and then he's kona, and then it goes by his tchum. The Rav Sheshe Savar the kona hamemalei. He says no, that the drawer is kona. The kivan de lo kana chavero ukana, because he says since it doesn't work, you're trying to be kona for the other guy, but it doesn't work. You can't be kona for the other guy, so therefore you're kona. Ukacha vikaraglo, and therefore it goes by you. So basically, Rashi's learning again that definitely you can't be kona for the other guy.
Because chav lachero.
What?
Because
chav lachero.
Right.
The only question is when you're picking it up for the other guy, but it doesn't work. So now, do you therefore say that simply? So I'm not kona for him, and I wasn't picking it up for myself, so therefore it's still hefker. And then when I give it to him, it becomes his. So it goes by his tchum. Or do you say, no, that since I wasn't kona for him, I'm kona for myself? Right? The obvious question is...
How could that possibly be?
Yeah, why should you be kona for yourself? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, what do you mean? Why should you be kona for yourself? You weren't trying to be kona for yourself, right? How does that magically happen? I mean, it sounds like Nachman's argument is solid. And so solid that this is what the Tosus in Beitza actually expresses that clearly.
On Rashi.
Yeah, the Ode, he says, Ein svara l'Rav Sheshe she'yakne ha-magbiyah v'lo miskavin. He says, well, come, there's no svara. He says, there's simply no svara to say that the person picked it up
in
the
kona.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to be kona. Right, so that's a big problem on Rashi. Okay, so that's a big problem on Rashi. Why should it be that your kona is for yourself. You weren't trying to be kona for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the first answer. He says, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, the Hassam Rav Nachman Moda, the kona chavera. The eno chav lacherem. She is harbe mayim bebar. That's what you're saying there, right?
Yeah.
He says, Rav Nachman's going to agree. Even though Rav Nachman holds that you can't be kona, makash chav lacherem, here you're not zachav lacherem. Because there's lots of water in the pit. So what, this water, it's true, this particular water the other guy's not going to get. But there's more water. There's not running out of water.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And apparently Rav Sheshes, though, Rav Sheshes in that case anyways, says that you're not going there, right?
Yeah, why though?
Right, that's the question. So why is Rosh Hashanah saying that you're koneh for yourself? Right? Rosh Hashanah is saying, lo koneh chavera, right? What do you mean? You're not being chav l'cherem. So why not? Right? So in other words, if you say that that's the case...
Or no what? Rosh Hashanah holds that you're koneh yourself? Or
yeah, you're koneh for yourself, it would seem.
So it's the same problem as last time still. If you didn't have yourself in mind, you had the other guy in mind.
So I forgot, I have to get the question exactly, but basically that's what he's saying. That the question there is, do you say this problem of chavla acherim when there's a lot of water? I mean, for instance, in the first answer, apparently he was saying chavla acherim.
Right.
There's definitely a question here. Is do you say, I mean, unless you'll say it's changing the case that there's a lot of water, but presumably it's a well, so there's right. a lot of water. So there's a question, turns out a question is, this principle of chavla acherim, do you say it in a case where
there's an abundance.
Where there's a lot of water, there's a lot of the thing, and you're not really going to be chav. So it seems to me that's a question. You still say that you don't say Zachal Nazim Sobafanam. So that's one question, whether you say it when there's an abundance. And then again, the first question to define is, what's the heck do you explain the Mahalik's current to Rashi? Right? How do you explain the Mahalik's current to Rashi? And Tosos, I guess, Tosos just rejects Rashi. But how's Rashi going to answer, and why doesn't Tosos like that answer? And the Tosos then gets into a Tchom issue. So I don't want to get it. So I think that's, okay. In terms of this, I think this stuff has to do with Zachal. The other stuff where he gets into the Tlum issue, which I don't know how to get into. So I think we'll take these 2 points in this Tosos.
Interesting questions.
Yeah, interesting problems.